quarter deficit and pull out the big W here tonight, 21-14 over the Kingman Eagles in a well-fought game here. But Scott City figured things out here and got the victory in the end, 21-14. We're joined here in the postgame show with assistant coach Dakota Hayes. Well, congratulations on the victory. It wasn't easy. It didn't look pretty at times, but the adjustments to the second half proved to be big here tonight.
Yeah, you know, we started pretty slow. We knew it was going to be a hard physical game, and they were here to play, you know, coming off a win over Pratt. You know, and it's just one of those things where you're expecting a tough physical game, and that's kind of what we got.
Absolutely, and they took advantage of the first turnover, short field to go up 7-0. Then they go drive the field and just kind of run at will against you guys. And it was big for you guys to come back and get that final score before halftime. It just almost seemed like a mirror image of last week's game with Concordia and how things kind of turned out in the end.
Yeah, you know, last week, four-hour bus ride, but you can't really use that as an excuse or a crutch or anything. Any game this late in the season, you got to show up and ready to play. I mean, it's it's pretty much win or go home, and I don't think the kids are quite ready to go home yet.
So. No, and they definitely showed it. You had a big injury in the first quarter, Nick Novak, and you had to fill some holes there, and he changed some alignments a little bit, and Cale Goodman did a good job stepping up for him on the defense, and he even had Adrian Reyes had to take care of some things on the offensive end as well.
Adrian got out of that big cast that he had, and having him back and full is big, especially with being down Nick.
In the second half, you could tell you guys really wanted to get to the outside, and you did that with Marshall Froh and got you guys to within a point to tie it up. And then how about the big run in the fourth quarter? Tied at 14, a 35-yard run by Jarrett Juergens to give you guys a lead. It ended up being for good.
Yeah, it was one of those things where we knew we had to get to the outside, and that was where our best bet was going to be. But Jarrett's got great feet. He keeps moving, and you're not going to bring him down on the first tackle. He rolls out of things, and he just runs the ball hard. And he's one of those kids we got to get the ball in his hands.
Assistant coach Dakota Hayes joining us here post-game. Beavers winning it here tonight, 21-14. And I know the line was kind of under some fire after last week's performance against Concordia, and I thought they really did a good job. This was in ways much more difficult just because of what Kingman did, moving around a lot pre-snap and, you know, one false start. I think with considering all the circumstances, I think you guys will take that.
Yeah, I mean, they pretty much sold out. They know they pretty much stuck with the same game plan they had at Pratt, and that was to stop their run game and try to make them pass. And when you sell out on that, it kind of opens some other things up. I mean, we got a couple great receivers in Adrian and Faroe, and so, you know, just move from one game to the other.
That's exactly right here, and right now it's playoffs that survive and advance and break that brief two-game losing streak in the region around. It's sectionals next week. It's either at Nickerson or at Clay Center. It'd be a guaranteed road game, but it's going to be another big test for you guys.
It is. Both of them are physical. They like to hit a little bit, and we're excited to see who we got. So.
Well, and enjoy the moment here tonight. It's a big win for Scott City and getting a win here, especially at home. And congratulations, and we'll see you on the road next week wherever you may go.
Sounds good. Thank you, Adam.